Okay, good morning, everybody. It's nice to see everybody in church and Sunday school this morning. Now, I have something to show you. See, in our Bible, one of our Bible readings, we heard just a short little bit that said, follow the pattern. Okay, and this here is a pattern for making something. You can see it has lots of numbers. It has lots and lots of parts. Can you tell what it is we're trying to make with this? A bike, right? This is a pattern for making a bike. It looks pretty complicated. This is just a diagram. I'm sure the instructions had pages and pages to tell you which parts to put together first and how to put them together to make this bike. This is a pattern. So, God says, follow his pattern. God has a pattern for your life. What do you think he wants your life to be like? You got an idea, Cody? He wants your life to be good, right? You know, Jesus was all good and no bad, right? His life was full of good things. God wants us to be like Jesus, and his pattern is in here, in the Bible, right? That's why we listen to the Bible, so we can hear about Jesus and how much he loves us and what he's done for us. And he tells us in there, his pattern for our life is to be like Jesus. And if we do follow what's in there, then our life will be full of good things. We will be like Jesus. But do we always follow God's pattern? No, we don't. Sometimes we just don't pay attention. Sometimes we try to do things our own way. Sometimes we try to do things somebody else's way, but it might not be according to God's pattern for our life, right? And what happens then? Do things go good? No, we make a mess of things, okay? And we got some pictures we're going to show you. It kind of give you an example of what happens when you don't follow the pattern. Oh, what went wrong there? Yeah, it's a house. What's wrong? Well, you see the door there? Do you see what's under the door there? What is it? It's a chair for you to step on, right? If you need to step on a chair to get in and out the door, you think that door is a little too high? Yeah, I think they didn't follow the pattern very good. They didn't put that door in the right place, huh? You need to step on a chair. Let's look at the next one. Look careful. Do you see what's wrong with this picture? What? There's no ladders or stairs. It's meant to be a balcony. You see the one on top? There's a sliding glass door so that people can go out there and they can sit in the sun and maybe on their porch chairs and kind of enjoy it outside. But what happened to the one on the bottom? It has no door, so how are the people supposed to get out there? They can't break through the wall. Somebody didn't follow the pattern. They messed things up. Yeah, so sometimes following patterns or instructions can be kind of hard, right? Do you think you could follow this pattern and make a bike? It looks kind of complicated to me. Have you ever, who in your house would put together a bike if you had you have people putting together a bike? Your dad? Does your dad follow the directions? Sometimes they don't. Sometimes it makes a mess, doesn't it? And then the mom gets out the directions and says, here, you should be following this and it'll be easier, right? So it's easier, actually, if you follow the directions. And sometimes it's so hard that we need somebody to help us do it, right? Because if you have somebody to help you, it could be easier. If God helps you make this bike and follow these directions, do you think you could do it? For sure, because God can do it. He can do it, no problem. So, and that's kind of what we have in our in our life. You know, God wants the pattern for our life is to be like Jesus, and we mess it up. But God gives us somebody to help us and to guide us, and that's God Himself. God the Holy Spirit comes in our heart and tells us and reminds us of what it says in the Bible here, reminds us of God's pattern and God's instructions, and He helps us understand that, and He helps us believe it and do it. And so, through the Holy Spirit, God can make our lives something beautiful like Jesus. Okay, want to pray with me, please? Thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us the Bible and for giving us your Holy Spirit. Help us to always listen to your words and to follow you. Amen. Thank you.